NordNow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Coming up on a Tuesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, got another edition of the Countdown to Kickoff. Plus, we'll check in with somebody who's checking out of Cedar Rapids.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Darian Grant breaking a tackle inside the 20. And taken down by Desmond King inside the 5.
And that was simultaneously the highlight and lowlight of the football season for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights last year. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann. I'm Todd Brommelkamp. Countdown to Kickoff continuing today with a stop in. You guessed it. We didn't just randomly pull a Janarian Grant Rutgers highlight out of thin air. We'll head to Piscataway today to check in on the outlook for the Scarlet Knights this year with Newark Star-Ledger reporter Ryan Dunleavy at 5 o'clock. Tommy Watkins, manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, makes his weekly appearance Tuesdays with Tommy all the way in the 6 o'clock hour. And as we mentioned at the onset of the program today, we say goodbye to someone who himself is saying goodbye to Cedar Rapids. Scott Westerberg from the KCRG TV9 sports team is getting ready to sign off, I believe, tonight. It's his final broadcast with TV9, and we thought it'd be fun to have Scott on the program and look back on his time in Cedar Rapids. He's going to be moving to the Kansas City area. We wish him the best. Busy day. We've got 4 tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We're going to give those away to you sometime in hour number 3 this afternoon, so keep listening for your chance to win. Big 12 Media Days wrapping up today in Frisco, Texas. You've got the Cedar Rapids Colonels getting ready to return home tomorrow night to take on the Great Lakes Loons, and a pretty big performance in the NBA Summer League last night by a former Iowa State Cyclone who may or may not have played himself into a position to land a job with an NBA team this year. Alex, what's up?
Not a whole lot, Todd. And listening to that Janarian Grant highlight, I just have to ask, and maybe you don't know the answer to this question, was that the last highlight for the Rutgers offense in 2016? The reason I ask that is because I look at the statistics, and after that, let's just rewind to that point. They were 2-1 at the time. They were within a touchdown of Iowa. And after losing that game, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights were shut out 5 times in the remaining 9 weeks, the remaining 8 weeks of the Big Ten season. So a rough, rough time of it right now in Piscataway, and Chris Ash has his work cut out for him.
They lost after the Iowa game. They played back-to-back. The Big Ten did them no favors schedule-wise last year. They made them play Ohio State and Michigan back-to-back after the Iowa game.
Oh, that Michigan game.
Ohio State beat them 58-0 on October 1st, and you're thinking, well, can't get any worse than that.
Oh, but it could.
Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines put up 78 points, and Rutgers scored 0. This promises to be perhaps the single greatest Rutgers-related Countdown to Kickoff stop that we've ever made. Countdown to Kickoff being brought to you by our friends at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, where the KGYM crew will be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be sitting in with Alex on Friday as I, crossing my fingers for what's become an annual tradition with some high school friends of mine and I, we get together every year and play a little golf, have a few cocktails, have some nice meals, and the weather forecast doesn't look like it's going to cooperate on Friday or Saturday. So I've got the golf clubs. They're all ready to go, all cleaned up, and I may not even wind up taking them out of the bag. We'll have to wait and see how things go. Also, if you were with us yesterday, remember, you're not going to want Wednesday's program. Major announcement. I want to build so much suspense for this. I'm taking a page out of the Iowa playbook. I am going to build this announcement up. It's going to be tremendous. I am not going to be able to sleep tonight. I am so jacked up about the announcement that we're going to have for everybody on the program tomorrow. 2 days. We're going to hype this for 2 days. Today is day two. Tomorrow on the program, you're not going to want to miss it. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I want to hear from you today. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call. Remember, keep that number handy because you're going to need it later on for the Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets. There's some big baseball news today involving the Iowa baseball team and Robert Nystrom. I know that's going to come up on the first Big Board update, which is just a couple minutes away. I believe this is the first time that this has ever happened in the history of Iowa baseball, but it's another milestone for Rick Heller and his program. And speaking of Coach Heller, we're going to have him on the program this week. They are very busy this summer, getting ready to play a couple summer games at Duane Banks Field. They're going to go down to Wichita, Kansas for the National Baseball Congress, and then they head overseas for the World University Games in Taipei, right? Chinese Taipei?
That is correct. I wonder about this. I'm not sure if you know the answer to this, but what about the players that are playing in summer leagues, like Robert Nystrom, who is playing in the Cape Cod leagues? I assume it would just be the players who are here over the summer.
Yeah, well, and the last time we talked with Rick, he mentioned that they get to take a very limited roster with them to the World University Games. I think it was 23, 24 players, something like that. So that limited them as far as the incoming players go, but I think everybody's going to be back on campus at that point in time. But we'll find out when we chat with him either tomorrow or Thursday. Still working on pinning that day down. Tomorrow's Countdown to Kickoff segment, by the way, will be the University of Indiana. We'll check in with our good friend Zach Osterman from the Indianapolis Star. We mentioned the performance last night in the Summer League. The Lakers team won the Las Vegas version or location of the Summer League. The NBA has three Summer League locations. Matt Thomas, former Iowa State standout, absolutely on fire in the semifinals and the finals. He combined to go 11 of 12 from three-point range, led the team in scoring. Lakers wind up beating the Portland entry, which I believe had Caleb Swanigan on it, the former Purdue big man. This is Matt Thomas, a guy who went undrafted last month, who is either going to probably land a very nice lucrative payday somewhere in Europe, or an NBA team is going to give him an opportunity to take a roster spot, because when you can shoot as well as he did and do it in that setting, it's going to pay dividends. And I was blown away last night. I didn't watch a ton of the contest. I'd flipped over. Lonzo Ball did not play last night. He was nursing a little bit of an injury. Not that that necessarily matters, but I know everybody out there is on Lonzo Ball watch. But Matt Thomas with a very, very tremendous effort for the Lakers Summer League team last night, and probably going to get rewarded for it somewhere, somehow.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, because you see a lot of these guys who are on Summer League teams, they're auditioning for their next job, whether it's with that club, with the Lakers to get a spot to camp and play in their preseason, or whether that's overseas somewhere, or whether that's in the D League. So I'll be interested to see what options he has open to him, but he certainly didn't hurt himself with, and it wasn't just last night, Matt Thomas had a very good Summer League in general, and I thought maybe, just maybe, he was going to steal the MVP of the Summer League right away from the person who was given the MVP of the Summer League prior to the last game even starting. Todd, do you know who won the MVP of the Summer League?
I'm proud to claim ignorance on this one. It wasn't Lonzo Ball.
It
I know that
Lonzo
much.
Ball.
It was?
They gave Lonzo Ball the MVP of the Summer League before the last game even started.
In which he didn't play in.
Which he did not play in.
The marketing is already full scale.
It is.
They are trying their best to make this kid a star. He didn't get off to the greatest debut either.
He had a, what was he? I think he was 2-for-15 from the floor in his summer league debut.
Lots to get into today. We'll talk a little baseball also. I know Cal Eldred was on the Gym Class earlier today with his thoughts on the Jose Quintana trade. The Cubs, don't look now, 4 in a row. They'll look to make it 5 tonight. John Lackey comes off the disabled list. You got to make room for him. So the Cubs announced today that Eddie Butler, who lost his spot in the rotation because of the Quintana trade, has been optioned. Kyle Hendricks on Monday night threw 5 no-hit scoreless innings in Double-A in a rehab start. So he's about to return to the rotation. And I know there's a lot of Cub fans out there getting awfully optimistic that perhaps the team has turned the corner. We'll wait and see. I'm expecting at some point this week to have another trade go down somewhere along the line. Either the Cubs or another team is going to make a move. There's just a lot of smoke now surrounding guys like Sonny Gray out of Oakland. A lot of bullpen arms. I know the Mets are maybe looking to move Addison Reed, a couple other players on their roster. So something somewhere along the line is going to happen. We mentioned in the office before we hit the air, we're going to try to get Ed Creech scheduled for sometime next week. We're not going to have him on Tuesday because we'll be in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, although Ed lives in Chicago. Maybe he could Uber it to the McCormick place and we could take a little bit of a breather from football.
But he would probably want to compensate that, and our boss is right there, and I don't know how well that would work.
I mean, we could give him $20 for an Uber.
That's true.
Unfortunately, there's no train stop anywhere near there. Speaking of Chicago, this is interesting. The folks at Heinz came up with a very creative solution to getting around something that has been a longstanding tradition in the city of Chicago, and you know this very well. No ketchup on hot dogs in Chicago. It's frowned upon.
I agree with that.
So Heinz has created a special Chicago dog sauce, as they refer to it. And it looks suspiciously like a certain red condiment.
Is it? It looks like a red condiment.
It's ketchup.
Okay, I was going to say, did they just make the ketchup yellow so you can't tell the difference?
No. But they're having a little fun with trying to get around the stigma of putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Chicago sauce.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somebody said there already is sauce for hot dogs. It's called mustard. But we're not going to get into the great hot dog sauce debate. However, coming up later on today, we do have the list, and I know people look forward to this every year. It's the middle of July. What's right around the corner? The Iowa State Fair. And what's one of the big things at the Iowa State Fair every year? People look forward to all of the gluttonous, stick-stuffed, deep-batter-fried foods that are available at the Iowa State Fair. And they have released the list of items this year, including some intriguing new ones. And we'll get your thoughts. And I want to see Alex and Kyle's reaction here as to whether or not they would eat any of these new items. Some you can tiptoe up to the line of decency, and then you can just completely cross over it. And that's usually what happens on the fair circuit. You name it, if it can be dredged in flour or egg wash or some batter and deep fat fried, although nobody calls it deep fat fried anymore. It's just deep fried or fried because, you know, it sounds better. Sounds healthy.
Give me a hint. Is fried butter on the list?
I think they've had fried butter before.
I'm not a picky eater at all. I think that's been well established on this show and the previous show.
Some of these I don't even know what they are. I just have the names. So I'm gonna read you the name, and you're gonna tell me whether it sounds like something that you would eat or not. And I don't want to spoil it. I really don't want to spoil it.
All right, some of these I will not ask for any more hints.
Some of these look questionable, to say the least. You can follow us on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp. Alex is there as well at Alex523. At KGYM Radio. Again, great show today. Scott Westerberg from KCRG is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're saying goodbye to Scott as he says goodbye to Cedar Rapids. He took to Twitter earlier today and said something about possibly airing his grievances with this market before he leaves. And I don't necessarily want to push a man toward the edge or push him over the edge, but this could be good.
Well, we usually reserve that for December 23rd on the Festivus edition of the show. But since it's his last day, I think we'll make an exception. But he said it, so I don't think it's us pushing him over anything because he was the one that said it. His words, not ours.
By the way, if you listen to the program a couple weeks ago, last week I was talking about the Aaron Judge baseball card that I had. We'll have an update for you on that today as well. From my standpoint, it actually turned out to be good news on that front. And listening to Cal on the gym class earlier today in the office, I thought, what's the most expensive Cal Eldred item currently available on eBay? So I went and I looked. There's a baseball card of Cal's, which is in very good shape, and it's encapsulated, and it's a little bit difficult to find. $85.
That's impressive.
Pretty much after that, there's a really steep drop-off. There's not exactly a huge market for Cal Eldred-related memorabilia, but...
But there is... Wait, you said how... Repeat the number one more time.
$85.
$85. I can say...
For a 1993 Cal Eldred Topps Finest baseball card, which happens to be a refractor in close to gem mint condition.
I can tell you there are no items with my likeness on them that are worth $85. I can say that with pretty much 100% certainty.
Let's go ahead and step aside, take a quick break. Again, Big 12 Media Day wrapping up in Frisco, Texas today. Tom Herman, no surprise there, drew a major crowd, as did a certain mulleted Oklahoma State football coach.
We'll share, wonder who that could be,
some of the information that we gleaned from day two of Media Day. Kyle Mann will join us here in the studio in just a minute. We'll have your first big board update of the afternoon, including that historic Iowa baseball note on Robert Nystrom and the Cape Cod League. It's 422. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Stop into 101 South Dubuque Street and wish the Dickens family congratulations on 70 years in business.
A strong start to the second half has Cub fans breathing a tentative sigh of relief. The team's won four straight games heading into tonight's 6:35 contest in Atlanta against the Braves. They'll also, hopefully, benefit from the return of starting pitcher John Lackey. The veteran right-hander was one of several Cubs who underperformed in the first half, pitching to the tune of a 5.20 ERA in 17 starts while allowing 24 home runs. To make room on the roster for Lackey's return, the Cubs have optioned right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler to AAA Iowa. Butler lost his spot in the rotation when the team acquired Jose Quintana from the White Sox. The rotation could get another boost soon with the expected return of Kyle Hendricks. Last year's MLB ERA leader tossed five hitless innings Monday night in a rehab outing at AA Tennessee. He's been on the disabled list since June 5th with inflammation in his pitching hand.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Hey boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com before it's too late.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Celebrate the Cedar Rapids Fire and Police Departments for Guns and Hoses Night this Thursday at the Colonels. Bid on special fire and police-themed game-worn jerseys sponsored by Firehouse Subs and Big Dog Satellite. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey,
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's only 5 days till the big ride across the state. Get to Hall Bicycle for great deals on select clothing, fast expert service, and repair by professional mechanics, as well as everything you need for a safe, comfortable ride. Hall Bicycle, downtown Cedar Rapids for 119 years.
Welcome back in. It's 425, the Todd Brummel Camp Show here on KGYM. Scott Westerberg from TV9 said to join us at the bottom of the hour as we say goodbye to him as he packs up for his move to Kansas City. Ryan Dunleavy via the Newark Star-Ledger with us at 5 o'clock tonight to preview the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers University. The countdown to kickoff brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, counting down the days to Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. We will be on location Monday and Tuesday of next week with four-hour editions of the program from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. A slew of Big Ten guests, including, asterisk here, lineup subject to change, Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz, who has not confirmed with us yet, but I'm very confident that we'll have Kirk, as we normally do, and Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck.
Who was guaranteed
to us by Mike Grimm. Last Friday when we talked to him when we were at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. A Big Ten Football Media Day will be in the spotlight next week. This week, it was the Big 12, and today a couple first-year football coaches were in the spotlight for the first time. Matt Rhule didn't get a ton of attention today, but there were obviously a lot of questions related to, I guess, what you would call the rebuild at Baylor, because that program didn't just have a black eye under Art Briles. It tiptoed up to the line of probably deserving some sort of major punishment / wiping it off the face of the earth. But Matt Rhule says he's working on changing the culture in Waco, citing, among other people and influences in his life, Joe Paterno. Probably would have gone a different direction if I were him, tying Penn State and Baylor together, but to each their own. Tom Herman, also a very popular person to talk to in Frisco today, the former Iowa State offensive coordinator, former Houston coach, making his debut as Texas's head coach. And yes, the star of the show, Mike Gundy's mullet, which is long enough to the point where Gundy said today that he contemplated putting it in a ponytail, but decided, nah, I'm just going to stick with the mullet.
You laughed at me last year when I said that I thought that Mike Gundy is a big deal when we were talking about Big 12 Media Days. This guy, he has to be one of my top five favorite coaches in college football.
He's a really good coach. He's at his alma mater. They're good. They're not great. They tend to fluctuate. I pause before drawing a Kirk Ferentz-like comparison there. But he's relatively safe. Every once in a while, they have a really great year where they compete with the top teams in the Big 12. And he's got great flow.
Oh, he does. I was wondering if it was going to be feathered and ready to go for Big 12 Media Day, like it usually is. No need to wonder anymore. It was.
Now, what's it say about your conference when one of the major stories about football, which is the cash cow, is the fact that one of your coaches has a glorious mullet? That is a discussion for another time, because we've got to get Kyle and a Midwest One Bank Big Board update out of the way. Kyle, take it away.
University of Iowa junior Robert Neustrom was named a Cape Cod League All-Star. The league announced today he's hitting .298 with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks with three home runs and a team-leading 15 RBI, and is one of four Big Ten players named to the All-Star roster. The Iowa Athletic Department announced today that single-game football tickets would go on sale starting July 20th for donors and various club members and open up to the general public on July 26th. Former Cyclone Matt Thomas played with the Lakers Summer League team over the past couple weeks and finished one heck of a hot streak in their 110-98 Summer League Championship victory over the Blazers last night. He scored 23 points in the title game on 8 of 9 shooting and a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. Over his final three games, he was 14 of 16 from beyond the arc, 21 of 28 from the field, and averaged 20 points in 32 minutes. There's always room for shooting in today's NBA, and we'll let you know if anybody picks him up. Fourth-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy is currently playing in the Class 5A quarterfinal against 5-seed Johnston at the Iowa State Softball Tournament, and they're scoreless in the third inning. Cedar Rapids Jefferson will also play tonight at 7:30 against 6-seeded Urbandale. Tonight on KZYM, you might have thought you'd seen the last of him, but the Minnesota Twins will be starting 44-year-old Bartolo Colon tonight against Aaron Judge and the Yankees. It'll be Luis Sessa on the mound for the Yankees after a 4-2 Twins victory last night, and that'll be right after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
How are we supposed to prelude the return of Bartolo Colon with our show? It's impossible.
Well, from one fat, out-of-shape guy to another, I think it's a pretty good bridge. That, by the way, the honor for Newstrom is a really big deal if you're not a college baseball fan. The Cape Cod League is a tremendous league. Iowa doesn't send too many guys out there, and I believe, I checked with James Allen on this, he's believed to be the first Iowa player ever to get an all-star nod in the Cape Cod League. We'll talk a little bit more about that and plenty of other subjects. Scott Westerberg from KCRG joins us next.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. The Astros expected to be without all-star shortstop Carlos Correa the next 6 to 8 weeks because of a torn ligament in his left thumb. He'll likely be back for the stretch run in September. Houston's lead in the AL West, currently 15.5 games. Correa among the AL leaders in batting average, runs, RBI, and hits. Clayton Kershaw with a chance to become baseball's first 15-game winner of the season in tonight's matchup against the White Sox. With a win, he joins Joe McGinnity, Freddie Fitzsimmons, Preacher Rowe, and Don Newcomb as the only Dodgers pitchers to win 15 of their first 17 decisions in a season. L.A. is riding a 9-game winning streak and has won Kershaw's last 13 starts. Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts scratched from the lineup against the Blue Jays, available only in an emergency tonight. His right hand still bothering him after getting hit by a pitch on July 6th. Bartolo Colon, playing for his 10th big league team, makes his Twins debut against the Yankees. Coverage at 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Pirates outfielder Starling Marte has been reinstated from his 80-game PED suspension. He'll hit leadoff at home versus the Brewers.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually.
It's always a good time.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales Event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150. 50s, plus get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped, plus is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
4:35, welcome in and welcome back. Hour number one of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, continuing on KGYM 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with the upcoming Major League Baseball trade deadline. Which team is most likely to make the next move in improving its roster? We give you several local options, including the Yankees, Red Sox, and one of the National League West teams. It looks like the voting is off to a good start so far. A big thank you to our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Great program for you today. If you're just joining us, Ryan Dunleavy of the Newark Star-Ledger is going to be joining us in hour number two. We'll preview the Rutgers Scarlet Knights on the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Colonels manager Tommy Watkins with us at 6:05 as well. And I can't think of a more appropriate send-off for our next guest than to allow him to be the lead-in to a preview about Rutgers football. That is as prestigious as you could possibly get. Scott Westerberg of KCRG, soon to be formerly of KCRG TV9 here in Cedar Rapids, joining us on the program, I think for the first and last time. But I wanted to have you on before you left the market, Scott, because I'm a big fan of yours. And how you doing today?
I'm doing good. You know, well, I'm not doing as well now that I realize I'm the Rutgers of Cedar Rapids media, folks.
No, see, I never said that. I said okay. It was just a prestigious slot for you to be in, because we've got a lot of people that are tuning in probably 20-25 minutes early because they don't want to miss the Rutgers football preview. So you just know we're at peak listenership right now.
Okay, well, that's good. So I'm the lead in. You know, this is key now. I need to keep these people hooked on the line, don't I?
Yes. See, you know how the business goes. Sable taught you.
We
well
can't
over
be boring
there.
Okay, we won't be boring.
Let everybody know what you're doing, just in case folks may not be aware of why you're leaving Cedar Rapids. You're heading to Kansas City, right?
I am, yeah. I'm actually getting married on Saturday this week in Des Moines. And then after our honeymoon, my wife will be starting a job in Kansas City. She graduated from dental school at Iowa here this spring. So she'll be joining a couple practices in the Kansas City area. So I'm going to follow her down there and do the right thing, because obviously, you know, you go to where the most important spouse is going, so that's where I'm headed.
Does this mean that you're going to be a Royals fan?
Oh, man. Well, okay, I jumped on the bandwagon a couple years ago when the year they were runner-up, they didn't win the World Series. I had some friends down there, had a great time going to a playoff game, and I totally jumped on the bandwagon. I've been a Cubs fan since I was a little kid, but I'm going to be a secondary. I'm going to be one of those guys. I'm going to have a second team in the other league. And it's been the Royals the last couple years. I'll probably stick with it, yeah.
Did you ever get into any arguments with Chris Earl in the building? Did he call you a bandwagon fan?
You know, he didn't. I don't know if he knew how much it was a bandwagon thing or not, but he seemed to embrace it. I think he was just happy there was someone else in the newsroom that cared about the Royals.
I didn't realize you were getting married this weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you picked out the honeymoon location yet?
Yeah, we'll leave for the Dominican Republic next Monday.
What part?
Punta Cana.
I'm a big fan. My wife, not so much, but I'm a big fan. I enjoyed it there.
Wonderful things.
It was. I'm going to guess it was either Punta Cana or Piscataway, New Jersey, and you guys chose the Dominican Republic.
We did. Actually, it was a suburb outside of Piscataway, but yeah, it was the same area.
I want to pack as many Rutgers references into this segment as possible. Scott Westerberg with us from TV9 as he says goodbye to the to the area, and maybe to TV, right? Because you're going down there and you don't know what's going on job-wise. You don't really have anything lined up, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, looking both for stuff in television, outside of television, just kind of trying to find what I want to do next. So we'll see. Yeah, this might tonight at 10 might be my last hurrah on television after about a decade of doing that. Not all in Eastern Iowa, but total a decade. So could be a little bittersweet tonight.
I saw the demo. The demo tape is already on YouTube. So you've been busy at work trying to put feelers out. I can see.
Just had to get that up there in case someone needed to see it. Yeah.
Now, Scott, I don't want to put you on the spot, but there are many moments that take place at weekly press conferences, whether it's Kirk Ferentz or Fran McCaffrey. Do you have one or two that you're going to remember or that stick out?
From a press conference?
Yeah, or whatever involving pre, post game, just in general.
Okay, I do remember Todd. May Alex, if you were around then too, a couple years ago. When Brandon Sheriff had gotten injured and it looked like he wasn't, you know, there was a doubt whether he was going to play. Well, long story short, I've known Brandon since he's a little kid. We're from the same hometown. Families know each other, all that business. So I'd heard, not from him, but I'd heard that he was going to have this procedure before the Iowa State game and wasn't going to play. So I let people know that on Twitter, and funny, even later, Brandon said something to me like, hey, I heard you're, you know, starting this rumor about my injury or something. We kind of laughed about it, all that. Anyway, so then in the press conference, that was a Tuesday morning, so we had Kirk Ferentz press conference that Tuesday, and you can imagine that's what everyone is asking him about. And the questions just kept coming about this procedure that Iowa was not acknowledging, and I believe Coach Ferentz said something eventually, just said, why don't you ask KCRG? They seem to know what's going on. memorable. I'll remember that one. That was getting under their skin a little bit, not on purpose, but a memorable moment.
I wasn't even here yet, and I remember that moment.
It was one of those obscure, I kind of came out of obscurity with this inside information, yeah. So I think everyone was kind of trying to figure out what was going on, and Kirk probably didn't have any idea who I was, and just wondering who this guy is. So, yeah, it was feathers one day.
I do remember that, and then I did a little poking, and I was like, I think he's probably pretty close to the source on this one. So I'll go ahead and take his word for it. To Scott Westerberg of KCRG joining us. So do you have any big going away plans planned for the 10 o'clock broadcast tonight? Are they baking you a cake, or are they doing anything special?
You know, I don't think so. People have been asking what I'm going to do, if I'm going to have some big finale thing, but I don't know. It's not like Saturday Night Live. I can't just go out there and do whatever I want. I suppose I better do my job. So I don't know. No, nothing. If you guys got any ideas, let me know. The viewers have any ideas, a cool sign-off or something?
What will you miss most about Cedar Rapids and the Eastern Iowa sports market? You can say this show if you want to.
I can, okay. Well, can I do anything? That was
Let's just assume this show is number one on the list, and we'll let you do a 1B.
Yeah, because obviously I can still listen to you guys. It's not like I can't listen to you anymore. Yeah.
Right.
So 1B, that's a good question. You know,
we've got a lot of chain restaurants here in Cedar Rapids.
Do.
I don't know if you're going to be able to
tough to leave, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to find them in Kansas City.
I heard they don't have Applebee's. I heard they don't even have Subway there. So I'm in trouble. Chain restaurants, that's a good one.
You can throw your Panthers a little love. I know there's a lot of UNI fans out there that are disappointed to see you leave in the market because you're a pretty good representative for UNI.
As an alum, I can just be like a completely biased fan of UNI now that I get out of the market. I don't even have to mask it. I don't think I was really masking it anyway, but I don't even have to, there doesn't need to be pretense anymore.
Now, Scott,
well, that's a good thing.
December 23rd on our show, we have the Festivus edition of the 4-7 show, and you get to air your grievances. So when I saw your tweet today retweeting our KGYM radio tweet, and you said you have some grievances to air, so my friend, the floor is yours.
I think I asked the people if I should air some grievances.
Well, we answered for them.
Really,
we answered for them. You're airing the grievances
so
right now. So
they want me to start airing grievances.
Here, I'll pitch. This is like the home run derby last week in Miami, okay? Josh Christensen.
Oh, man. I can't just start throwing people under the bus.
Yeah, you can. You got your bags packed. You got your bags packed. You're going to be in a third world country this time next week. They can't find you.
No one will find me, yeah. I'll be off the grid. That's a good point. No, man. I don't know how he has his seat back that far when he drives and his rearview mirror's down. I don't know what he's looking at. He's not any taller than I am, but I feel like I feel like Tyler Cook was just in the car behind in front of me when I used the station vehicle after him. I don't know. He must lay back like he's in a lowrider or something.
Okay, we're getting warmed up here. Scott Savel.
We're getting warmed up.
Scott Savel.
Scott Savel. You know, I as much as I love going around to random people's homes for Athlete of the Week and have them
shirtless
do outrageous things anymore, I'm not going to miss that in the snow when it's like 30 degrees and we're challenging some 80-year-old woman to a free throw shooting contest in a driveway. I'll be okay without that.
An 80-year-old woman, a shirtless Scott Savel, and you. Who wins in a game of horse?
Savel has to be shirtless?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he'd be shirtless anyway, Scott, let's be honest.
That's true. Probably Savel. He's sneaky, man. You look at it, you don't think he's going to do it, and he's got a great shot.
How much of that is editing? You're leaving the building. You can sell his secrets out.
Sometimes that camera's on my shoulder for quite a while before we execute the challenge.
Yeah, see, that's what we're looking for, the real dirt.
We've had, like, if you're trying to serve a volleyball and hit something on the other side of the floor, I mean, that's like a 5 or 10 minute thing that goes on before that happens.
So we've been through this recently here in the building, so I'm just going to give you a suggestion. If you do get a job in the Kansas City TV market, feel free to just take everything that other people do at KCRG and take that down there with you and just act like it's your own. So when you walk into TV5 or whatever your next gig is going to be. I don't know what the stations are in Kansas City. I just want you to kick the door in and go, hey, I got a great idea for a weekly segment. We call it Big Old Fish with Scott Westerberg.
Big Old Fish.
Scott's Big Old Fish.
On the drive down. Actually, on my honeymoon.
And then you've got the Athlete of the Week. You can say that that's your idea and that you own that segment. And you can go around Kansas City challenging people to do 15 burpees if they don't meet some sort of requirement, some sort of physical test. And what other things could we do there? I'm trying to help you out here. I feel like I'm acting as your agent right now,
well,
Scott.
Well, that's good. I need somebody. I feel like you're doing this for free, so that's perfect.
Well, yeah, it sometimes feels like that on the other side of the microphone, too. What happens if TV doesn't work out here? Are you content to just fold up shop and go in a different direction? And if you do, what do you want to do?
I've looked around a lot of different stuff just trying to figure out what I want to do. That's a good question. I feel like I'm having a not quite midlife crisis. Not really a crisis, but re-examination. I've applied to a couple other things, communications departments with companies. Something I'd like to do is maybe even get into a university, like if UMKC had an opening in their athletic department to be involved somehow, that would be something I'd definitely be interested in, things like that. So if TV doesn't work out, I'll be happy doing something else. I love the TV stuff. It's been phenomenal. It's had unbelievable experiences, but if this is the end, then I'll be okay. I'll be able to handle it.
Okay, last one from me, Scott. A 15-year-old female track star in high school, a shirtless Scott Savel, and you on a miniature golf course. Who wins? Who has the most hole-in-ones?
Who has the most hole-in-one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good mini-golf. I can do it. I could beat those two. Yeah, I could beat those two.
I like...
Then I have to, like, jump in the little... Or the loser has to jump in, like, the little river, right?
There you go. The little putt-putt golf course.
The 18 inches of water.
Uh-huh. Yep. Belly flop. Face down.
Yes.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. It's been fun getting to know you, especially at the various bowl games and our travels away from Eastern Iowa. The further we are from home, the more fun I think we've had over the years, but you've done a tremendous job, and we wanted to recognize you and thank you for your contributions to the sports media market here. And you left some pretty big shoes to fill for Scott and Josh there at TV9, but we wanted to wish you the best, and congratulations on getting married again this weekend. Have fun down there in the Dominican Republic.
I will. Alex, Todd, thanks for having me on. It's been a blast here in Eastern Iowa. I wouldn't have traded it for anything, and it's almost 4 years now, and it's been wonderful, and it'll be a little bittersweet tonight when this is it.
Stay in touch, Scott. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Scott Westerberg, the 10 o'clock news tonight, his final broadcast on KCRG.
We're losing people quickly.
I remember the Brandon Sheriff thing, and
that was about a year before I got here, but I remember that.
That was about the closest. Well, there have been some other instances in now going on 19 years with Kirk Ferentz, but he really doesn't get short with the media a whole lot. I mean, he's extremely professional when the cameras are on. He doesn't necessarily do what he did that day, but man, he was tired of people asking him, and they didn't like the fact that that story got out there, and there was a little bite to the comment. I don't know. Why don't you ask KCRG? They seem to know what's going on, and the best part is Scott was right. I remember he took a little bit of flack on Twitter from people. Who the hell do you think you are? What do you know?
The usual Twitter.
Exactly. Well, yeah, Twitter being Twitter. I really think I've spent a little bit of time in Kansas City. I've watched a little bit of the local coverage down there. They don't have anybody doing shirtless segments with high school kids. I think it would be a major coup to bring that to the Kansas City market. I hope he gets a TV job. I really do. 4:51, we'll step aside. We've got a great show the remainder of the way. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights are the team that we will preview today on the countdown to kickoff, because we have to preview every team in the Big Ten. It says somewhere in the fine print on the countdown to kickoff contract that Coach's Corner Sports Pub signed, we will preview every single team, including Rutgers. That's coming up next with Ryan Dunley via the Newark Star-Ledger. We'll catch up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins. A Colonels will not get one of the Minnesota Twins' top draft picks. We'll tell you who is skipping Cedar Rapids when we return after this. Another big board on the way as well. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM back after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's only 51 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
You can't tell right now, but I'm going to do the rest of the show shirtless. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle is with us here in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. That can mean only one thing. Well, two things. I guess I could be on vacation, but since I'm here, I'm not. The other thing, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
University of Iowa junior Robert Nustrom was named a Cape Cod League All-Star, the league announced today. He's hitting .298 with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks with three home runs and a team-leading 15 RBI, and is one of four Big Ten players named to the All-Star roster. The Iowa Athletic Department announced today that single-game football tickets would go on sale starting July 20th for donors and various club members, and open up to the general public on July 26th. Former Cyclone Matt Thomas played with the Lakers Summer League team over the past couple weeks and finished one heck of a hot streak in their 100-10-98 Summer League championship victory over the Blazers last night. He scored 23 points in the title game on 8-of-9 shooting and a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. Over his final three games, he was 14-of-16 from beyond the arc, 21-of-28 from the field, and averaged 20 points in 32 minutes. There's always room for shooting in today's NBA, and we'll let you know if anybody picks him up. Fourth-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy is currently playing in a Class 5A quarterfinal against 5-seed Johnston at the Iowa State Softball Tournament, and Kennedy leads 3-0 after 4. Cedar Rapids Jefferson will also play tonight at 7:30 against 6-seeded Urbandale. Tonight on KGYM, you might have thought you'd seen the last of him, but the Minnesota Twins will be starting 44-year-old Bartolo Colon tonight against Aaron Judge and the Yankees. You can hear that right after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Very interesting. Paul Molitor, who is the manager of the Twins, 1-for-3 in his career off of Bartolo Colon. I believe, if I saw this correctly, and I usually only do that 51% of the time, it was Paul Molitor's last game of his major league career. He faced Bartolo Colon.
So that would have been in 1990?
Oh, no. Molitor was around for a lot longer than that.
Okay. I'm trying to think when that would have been. That you told me that statistic, and it shocked me because I think of Bartolo Colon in his career in like three different stages. The early Bartolo Colon.
Relatively skinny Bartolo Colon.
Then he got really big and was
starting to let himself go, Bartolo Colon.
And then now at the end of the line.
And then now at the
really
end of the line.
Letting himself go.
Secret second family, Bartolo Colon. He's eating for two families. That's why he's as big as he is. If you're not a baseball fan or you don't know much about Bartolo Colon, you may not understand that reference. He had a secret second family, which you can do when you make millions of dollars in the major leagues. It's not that big of a deal. We've got one person who's actually looking forward to previewing Rutgers football on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I'm being too hard on the Scarlet Knights because A.J. Blazek's a good friend of mine who's on the coaching staff there. They were bad last year, and they're going to be slightly less bad this year. I want Rutgers football to be successful. I really do, because it's a lot better than the alternative. Hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way right here on KGYM. Back after this.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business.